Shabbat Shalom. What is your biggest worry? We know we're not supposed to worry. We're supposed to give it all to God. It is sin to worry. But we are human, so we worry. But don't worry, be happy. You guys remember that song? Brings back some memories. The Jews' journey through the wilderness was a great thing for them to accomplish. But it's an even greater thing for us. The lessons to be learned about faith and strength and holiness are extremely valuable to us. Moses told God he would obey him and was ready to lead the people on the journey. But he said to God, this is from Exodus 33, "Now therefore, I pray, if I have found grace in your sight, show me now your way, that I may know you, and that I may find grace in your sight. And consider that this nation is your people." And he said, "My presence will go with you, and I will give you rest." Do we think it was because the Jews were so holy and pious and devoted to God that God declared this? No, it was not because they were worthy. It was because they had a mediator by the name of Moses who stood between their sin and God's holiness. Just a while back, we had a parashah that the Jews had been caught up in the idolatry and immorality as they danced around the golden calf. God forgave them, but he did it because Moses asked him to. Moses was a great man. He was an excellent servant of God. He was a true disciple. How much more do you think God will listen to his son, Yeshua, when he stands in for us when we mess up? I am sure I really try God's patience sometimes. I'm truly blessed to have Yeshua as my Savior, my mediator. I don't deserve him. By his grace I'm saved, and so are you. Chol HaMoed Pesach is today's parashah. I can't think of any better example of Yeshua standing in for us and saving us than the Passover, where the Jewish homes were passed over when the plague came through and took the firstborn out of every household. I'm the firstborn in my family, as was my father. Sue was born first in her family, and so was her father. How many of us here are firstborn in their family? Could you please raise your hand if you were? With all of us gone, that would surely change things, wouldn't it? It would change the past. It would change the future. The Jews are God's chosen people. They take a lot of heat for that. People ask, "Why do you Jews think you're so special, calling yourself God's chosen people?" Some people get jealous, some get mad, and some people hate us. No one is more confused by the election of Israel by God than the Jewish people themselves. Why us? I say us because I have been adopted into Israel. You know, if being chosen by God means undergoing the persecution and suffering that our people have experienced, maybe it would have been better for us if he had chosen someone else. But he did choose Israel. And he didn't choose her as a pet people to pamper and spoil. He also did not choose her out of all the others for distress and persecutions, because others have been persecuted plenty. He chose Israel to teach all nations of himself, to be a witness of the existence of the one true God. Though through his people God shows humanity the unsatisfactory condition of the natural human heart, his willingness to forgive and restore, the way he has provided that all people may come to him, and the faithful and constancy of his love. We celebrate Pesach, or Passover, because God commanded us to do so. And he didn't do it so that we could get together with all of our cool friends and listen to music and dance and to eat unique things. Pesach is to teach us and help us remember and to pass on to future generations God's commandments. He is simply saying, "Don't forget me. and don't forget our history. So do it every year. This is true of all the Jewish festivals. God ordered them to be observed and followed in Leviticus 23. He told Moses to tell the children of Israel, "These are my feasts." In Deuteronomy 18:18, the Lord says to Moses, "I will raise up for them a prophet like you from among their brethren, and will put my words in his mouth, and he shall speak to them all that I command him." He's telling us about our great intermediary, Yeshua, who stands up for us with God the Father. This coming prophet to come would be like Moses in that he would be our mediator between God and humanity. He would be the ultimate prophet that we must all listen to. Moses spanned the gap between God and Israel for a short time, but he was only a mortal with mortal flaws and the mortal destiny of death. Being mortal, he could not offer perfect eternal mediation. In order for there to be perfect mediation, there needs to be some token of eternal value. That prophet to come was the eternal Yeshua, the Messiah. God is constantly inviting us to join him, just like he invited the children of Israel to share the feast of the Passover lamb, to leave Egypt and enter a new life. But God invites us to do something more than to move from place to place. He invites humanity to become something for him. His invitation is an honor bestowed in love, but it's also the honor of an opportunity that we dare not refuse. His invitation is to come and partake of Yeshua, the bread of life, the Lamb of God, the mediator who has taken our judgment upon himself. There's a song which is sung during the Passover celebration to which we exclaim, "Dayenu," after the passages. And it means it would have been enough. Yeshua blesses us with more than enough each and every day with him. Thank you, Father, for Pesach and for all your other celebrations. We love you, and we gratefully accept the opportunity to know you better and to walk with you each day. To you, we say, Dayenu, what you have done for us is more than enough. Thank you. Amen. I wish you peace and rest on this Sabbath. Shabbat Shalom.